It is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack. They join us on Tuesday mornings. You can find them on the web at tqag.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what's going on in the sunny state of Florida. Good morning, guys. I've got the wrong button pushed up. There we go. This will work. Take two. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I had CD1 pushed up, and I don't even know why, because we don't use CDs anymore.
What's a CD?
Well, you know, it's funny. When we started, originally, when we started the radio station in Sharon, it was KZE, and we had records. Then we went to what they call the Schaefer 908 automation system, which was truly an amazing piece of equipment. Then we went to all CDs, and now there's not a CD to be found in the building. And when I, you know, when I originally started out in radio, my first job, there were 78 records that I was playing. That's how long I've been doing this, guys. So
wow,
isn't that amazing? 78 records, and people don't even know what. Well, thank God. Albums are making a comeback, though. They really are. So.
Right.
Well, I've advanced my technological capabilities as well.
Well, and you know what? I am impressed with the learning curve, which is a steep learning curve, which you encountered. I host a website now, The Silver Chef. He does videos, does podcasts, and the learning curve to learn all this stuff is amazing. And doesn't it? Does your mind feel a little more activated now that you've learned all this stuff? I mean, because it's a whole new thing.
Well, fortunately, my head didn't explode. But there were times I felt like it was going to.
Yeah, but that's a good feeling.
But yeah, you know, it's been fun, first of all. It has been a challenge, and I'm actually speaking to you this morning from my studio set up in my office.
There you go.
So, I hear very well. Yeah, everything seems to be very clear. So I'm not exactly sure what it sounds like when it goes out. If it sounds different than it did when I was just on my iPhone.
It has a little more depth to it, but the great thing about iPhones and the communication, like with Tim, the only difference between your sound and Tim, you both sound like you're right next to me. Tim's is just doesn't have as much bass response, but that's because of the microphone you're using. But the technology really has changed, even in the short time that we've been together. What short time? It's not that short anymore.
No, it isn't. We have a history now.
It seems like just yesterday, but my goodness, it's been over 10 years.
That's the amazing thing. I was looking at that this stuff, and I look at some of the people that have done shows here over the years. We have people that have that are up in the 400 and 500 range of doing shows since we've been on the air, which is just, you know, you say to yourself, "Wow, yeah, it's amazing." But well, so how are things down in Florida? What's going on with the two of you?
Well, I'm working very diligently on my first video podcast, which will air on the 15th of April on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, The Silver Chef. But in the meantime, I'm still working on – I did a virtual appraisal this past week, which I have to finish up today. And Tim, he was very busy with a very large appraisal for insurance – that had happened before all of this pandemic thing, and that's how big it was. So,
yeah. but also what I've been doing is actually doing a lot of webinars and doing a lot of things on Zoom and on GoToMeeting. And one of the really great things that I did last Thursday was three of the major appraisal organizations, the International Society of Appraisers, which I belong to, the Appraisers Association of America, and the ASA, Appraisers Society of America, got together And they had representatives from each organization. So I was the representative from ISA to talk about, and they had appraisers that have been in the business for a while that have gone through downturns in the past, and provide, it was a town hall basically, and to provide information about not only what to do in the appraisal report, but what do you do in your business? And how do you keep things moving along when things are slowing down? And it was a 90-minute Q&A back and forth, and it was very well received. We had over 600 participants on the call, 600 personal property appraisers from across the country, and went really well. And I feel very honored and humbled to have been a part of that and to bring together the different associations. So it's doing things like that that I think make a big difference in helping people to realize they're not alone, first of all, but also to give them things to do and give them things that they might not have been thinking about. For example, and this is something that Greg and I have always done, is really keep an eye on the auction market of what's going on, what is selling, what is not. And an example of that is just this over the weekend, Julian's, they had put this out there, gosh, probably 8 months, 9 months ago, that they were selling the Doris Day estate. So it was all items from Doris Day's estate. And some of it were things that were used in movies. Some of it was just personal items, so memorabilia that she used. And they had it out there. And the live auction was supposed to take place Friday and Saturday. Well, of course, they're in Los Angeles, and they weren't going to do that. But they weren't going to do a live as in the sense of people in one room, but they did a live virtual auction, basically, where the auctioneer was in one room, or was at what was at his residence. All of the different the people that were on the phones or something, they all had video cams, and that, so on the screen, you were able to, if you were participating, you were able to see the auctioneer. But I think you may have been able to also see some of the other people that would have been bidding for from the internet or from telephone bids. So they had people that were, so when you were watching it, it was more than just watching the auctioneer. And they were really transforming the way live auctions are done. And the sale did amazing. And Darren Julian had commented prior to the sale saying that the crisis, this sheltering in place, has really been a positive for him, because many people from all over the world have been not only watching the sale but placing bids. And of course, they were pre-registering and checking the bidders to make sure that it wasn't just people playing around. But there were, like, the Golden Globe, Doris Day had, I think she won. Well, there were three that were in the sale that I recall, One of them sold for $25,000, another $18,000, another $20,000, very, very respectable. And all of the sales, there was a brooch, Greg and I were looking through the sales yesterday, and there was a brooch that she wore when she went to get her handprints and footprints at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. And that brooch, it's a costume jewelry piece of brooch.
I think it's three or four little birds on a thing.
Right. And I think it was estimated at $400 to $600 or $800 to $1,200. But it ended up selling for $40,000, over $40,000. So there's certain markets, and this is what I brought up in the webinar. There are certain markets that may not be affected as much as other markets. So as appraisers, it's up to us to keep an eye on where things are and what things are selling for and what's going on. Make a note in your appraisal report that we are aware that there's COVID-19 and that has affected a lot of markets, but it may not be for your asset class. It may be for others, like gold, jewelry, you know, that are traded commodities, because those values have gone down. But they'll come back up, and, you know, we'll move on, and things will. It's just part of the roller coaster of what this market does. So it was interesting.
Now, when you did the Doris Day thing, Did they play this song? I mean, whenever I think of Doris Day, this is a song I think of.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother,
well,
everybody sing
along. The estimate on that gold record was $1,000 to $2,000.
Yeah.
And it sold for $15,625.
Yeah.
Right, baby.
Whatever will be, yeah. Will be. Doris, she was, you know, there's certain people, and I'm glad that did. So the auction did well then for on Doris Day.
The auction did well, and just for clarity, I was not the auctioneer for this. It was a friend. There was actually a colleague of mine, Zach, who I had introduced to Julian's, and I was so thrilled because he's out in California, so the logistics and everything, it just made it a lot easier. And just because he's been doing some of these things with Darren, which is great. And I was very happy to see that. And the auction did really well. I mean, everything sold way above, I would say 90% of the sale did far above the high estimates. So they were, I'm sure, very pleased and happy to see that. And not only Julian's, but also looking at heritage auctions, I was watching a photography sale this weekend and watching where things were selling. And there were also some posters and some comics that were selling, and those all were doing really well. So what, and my other tip during this seminar was to reach out and talk to different people in the auction worlds and some of your other colleagues and say, what are you seeing? What's happening? And, you know, I did that. And what I'm seeing is that there's this middle range market with companies that were already set up to sell on the internet, they've just really geared up more. And now people are responding because they have nothing else to do at home. So they're looking at these things, getting these emails, seeing these advertisements, and looking at these posts.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about this. We have talked about this in the past, and it just so happens that those companies that were at the time on the cutting edge of the internet auctions have been set up for so many years to do these internet auctions that it wasn't much of an adjustment to expand that. So that's one of the advantages if you were an auction company who has been using internet auctions for at least the past 5 or 6 years. But prior to that, for the past 10 years, we've all seen, even on the show, the increase in the sell-through rate online for items that are sold on the internet as opposed to just having a live auction.
You know, it's interesting when you bring that up, because what correlates to that is around here, the industry that's just been hit the hardest around here are restaurants, okay? But around here, there are a certain number of restaurants who offer delivery. Dino's Pizza, Mises Pizza, that was just a staple part of what they do. They're not making as much money as they did, not in any way, but it was easier for people to transition with them to order, take out and delivery and pick up, where other restaurants had to go through the whole initial cycle of setting up to do that.
Yes.
So even though the internet is not like being at a live auction, it turned out to be a very advantageous move to have everything already in place for when something like this happened.
And just tweak it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
that translates into other businesses as well, because we signed Tim's mom and dad up and our friend Jackie. And we're actually signed up as well for Publix, which is our supermarket down here. I don't know what your Publix would be up. What is your big supermarket up there? But I'm certain they also have online ordering and delivery, and they have been set up for that. Most of the supermarkets have been set up for that for a few years. Yeah. I remember 15 years or so ago, a friend of ours, an elderly lady, lived in Fort Lauderdale, and they had introduced it at a Publix down in off of Los Olas Boulevard. And I thought, how can you order groceries online? I don't understand that. Well, it turns out that was the wave of the future 15 years ago, and now here we are.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah. Le Bon's Market, which is not a large chain, they own four, I think three or four supermarkets in our area, but they're not large stores. They have always offered online delivery, delivery, always have offered it. Now, of course, more people are taking advantage of it, so it takes a little longer. But the stores that offered things like that, and the auction houses and everything, they were one step ahead of everybody else when some crisis like this came around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. One other thing I want to say about what you guys do and what auctions do, and I'm a big believer in people knowing history, is for the younger generation, I say younger generation, anybody from, let's say, 45 and down, by having things like with Doris Day and with other famous people, people can understand what came before what came before them and what made the entertainment industry what it is now, or the sports. You know, you keep these names alive, and people sure. get a glimpse not only to see what they've done, but into their actual, the way they live their lives. That's the great thing about all these celebrity auctions, to me.
Anyway. Well, you know, definitely. One thing that makes, I believe, that transcends age groups and generations are certain celebrities and actors and performers. Doris Day is one of those. Right. She was in her mid to late 90s and when she passed away, but everyone knows the song Que Sera Sera, and that song made Doris Day to generation after generation an icon. So having the opportunity to purchase part of her life and her very long career, that she just kept.
That's what fans go for.
Yep. Yeah,
I think it's also she was a big supporter of a lot of nonprofits, especially animal charities.
Animal, yes.
And she had a big and even in the sale, she had a big heart for dogs, particularly. And in the sale, there were a lot of dog-related items, whether it was jewelry, artwork, just different things. So it's seeing and going to your point, Marshall, which I 1,000% agree, is that it's that glimpse into not only the star themselves, but the person and what their life was like and what they did. And it showed that she was a philanthropist. She was a big champion of animal rights and also just human rights.
All right. Well, guys, keep up the good work. We will check in with you next week as we go through this very strange period of time.
Yeah.
Que sera, sera. Que sera, sera. Speak to you guys next week. Take care.
Have a great week.
Marshall. Bye-bye.
Tim, Luke, and Greg from The Appraisal Guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web. Here on Robin Hood Radio.